We can enjoy wine at the same time we're presenting it to everybody else. And the way it just kind of evolved, it just kind of seemed to fall into our laps. I just don't know how else to explain it. It's such a contrast to go from IT to the world of winemaking. That's kind of a different avenue to take. It's just a means of just sitting back and just looking at the world and just saying, you know what, I'm just going to take it easy. The wine is good. Life's too short to drink cheap wine.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Total Michigan, where we interview ordinary Michiganders doing some pretty extraordinary things. I'm your host, Cliff DuVinois. Once again, I find myself in Port Huron, and I'm always looking for kind of like unique places to go, things that people are doing that's just a little bit different. And when I came across this place here, I thought this is so cool because to me, it strikes me as a completely interactive wine experience. And when I say that, it's not just walking in, sampling wine and walking out the door. There's a lot more to it. And to help guide us on this path today is going to be Brett Scharnhorst of Vinomundo in Port Huron. Brett, how are you?
I'm doing great, Cliff. Thanks for joining us today. It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you. And I'm really excited about this. We get to talk about wine, something that I absolutely love. And yeah, so this is great. If you would just tell us, what is Vinomundo?
Vinomundo is basically a do-it-yourself winery sort of situation. So people can come in, you can do a tasting if you want. We offer flights, wine flights. You can have a glass of wine if you want. If there's a particular wine that you really just can't get enough of, then we offer something unique. You can actually order a batch of wine. You can either get a batch of 15 bottles or you can get a batch of 28 bottles. We will actually go out and order the materials. We will make that wine fresh for you, just for you. And then it takes about 8 to 10 weeks for it to be ready. And then when it's ready, we call you up, tell you, come on in and bottle your wine. And if you have bottles of your own, that's great as long as they're clean. But if not, we can sell some bottles for you. Then they're relatively cheap. And then you come in, you can either come in by yourself, but we recommend bringing in some friends. And then we've got a whole facility in the back of our facility here, the back of the store, where they can come in and they can just bottle their own wine. They can drink their own wine while they're bottling it. And it's really a great social event. And it's just something that, to my knowledge, nobody else in the Port Huron area or even southeastern Michigan does.
And I've been to a number of wineries throughout Michigan, and they pride themselves on, we grow our own grapes and we bottle it here. But in this particular case, this is someplace where people can come and literally just pick out the kinds of wines that they like, or if they like a red, or if they like a white, if they like more fruity, if they, you know, and they can really, like you said, customize it to their palate.
Right, right. So we don't have our own vineyard, obviously. We're just on a little corner here at Lakeshore and Kewadin here in Port Gratiot. But what we do is we order the materials. They're shipped in by our suppliers. And the juices and the grape skins, what have you, they come in from all over the world. They can come in from California, Oregon, Italy, Spain, Germany, South Africa. I mean, just everywhere, Australia, everywhere around the world. And that's the basis of our name, Vinomundo, which stands for World Wine. We have all different types of wine to satisfy all sorts of palates. We've got sweet wines, we've got dry reds, we've got whites, we've got blushes. Just if there's any sort of wine that you enjoy, or even if you don't enjoy wine, you know, we think we can convert you. But we even have our own handful of homemade brews here as well. So something for every palate.
Brett, what I would like to do is I would like to talk to you about your backstory. Like, where are you from? Where did you grow up?
So I personally grew up in Warren, Michigan, right around the 12 Mile and Hoover area. I ended up going to Bishop Foley High School in Madison Heights. And that's pretty much just my whole youth story right there. I got my degree, my Bachelor's of Science. I got it from Oakland University. And then some years following that, I got my Master's degree from West Texas A&M University. But that was just fairly recently, 2018. So I was kind of a late bloomer where that goes. But that's my background is in IT, actually. I'm an IT project manager for a company called Taubman. Wonderful place. And that's just what I've been doing for all of these years. That's what my career has been. But through a series of events that took place over the course of my life, I just found myself in a situation where I was talking to my wife and I just said, I'm not so certain about our retirement. What are we going to do after I get to the point that, because, you know, IT is an industry that is constantly evolving. We've got people coming out of colleges that know so much more than I do. And frankly, they can get paid less. So it's just something that kind of weighs on you after a while. I mean, right now I'm a project manager, so I've evolved out of the development phase of things. But it's something that always stuck in my mind. So my wife and I, having been repeat customers of Vino Mondo here for 8 to 10 years, we thought, well, why don't we try our hand at making our own wines and see how that works out? So we started out something that was a grassroots operation.
Right.
And we learned shortly thereafter that the people who owned Vino Mondo here were looking to retire and sell. So at that point, we thought, well, why don't we maybe just pool our resources and talk with the owners and see about buying this facility? Because we didn't want this place to go away. Our fear was that somebody was going to come in, put their own spin on it, change how things worked around here. The batch concept was absolutely a must have. And that is something that we thought would probably be the first thing that would get cut. So, and we didn't want that because that's something that's really unique to Vino Mondo. We went through the natural course and channels and everything. We went through the process of purchasing the winery. And in September of 2022, it happened. So Jackie and I have been owners of Vino Mondo Winery since then.
You said that you're primarily in IT.
Mm-hmm.
So why did you decide to get into IT?
Well, I like wine.
Let's do that one again. I thought it was coffee. I thought you had to be a coffee guy to be an IT guy.
So the reason why I wanted to get into IT was when I was a little kid, boy, I'm going to date myself here. When I was a little kid, there was a little store on the corner of 12 Mile and Shaner called Radio Shack. And it was just an up and coming thing. And all the kids used to gather down there and they had this little TV sitting there with a keyboard in front of it. And it was called the TRS-80. It was a little flat keyboard kind of thing that you hooked up to your TVs. That quickly evolved into a love for just problem solving, you know, and coming up with ideas, creating things out of the blue that, you know, maybe somebody else had never thought of.
Right.
So that's how my IT background developed.
Now, at what point in time did you decide to start exploring the world of wine?
So interestingly enough, I wasn't always a wine lover. I really didn't get into wine until fairly recently. And I would say it was probably in the early 2000s, probably right around the same time that Vino Mondo got its start. And it's not because, you know, we came to Vino Mondo back then. It was just something that I'd never really been that interested in. I was more of a beer guy. I drank a lot of soda pop, that kind of stuff. And when I did drink wine, I gravitated toward the sweeter wines, as most people do when you know, they just get started out and drinking wine, right? I didn't really think much about getting into other wines and broadening my palate for that. But again, what happened was some friends of ours would go over to Canada and they had a place over there where you could make your own wine. Actually, what they made was wine spritzers.
Oh,
I remember back in the day, you know, when you would mix some sweet soda pop in with a wine and then you had spritzers. So there was a place over there in Canada that actually excelled in that. Well, they ended up closing. And our friends were like, okay, well, now what are we going to do? Because, you know, we like the wine spritzers. We would actually give them some money and they would go ahead and buy some for us. But then our friends found this place, Vino Mondo, and they said, you know what? You guys really got to come check this out. This is a really fascinating place. So we came, the four of us, we came here and we did a tasting. And I was struck. I had never been that much of a wine fan. But then I tried the wines here. And this is why I keep telling people, you know, you got to come here. You got to try this out.
Right.
The wine is just so flavorful. And it's not a super dry wine. I mean, even the dry wines are not that super dry. It's just very flavorful on the palate. And I was so struck with the flavor that I wanted to broaden my sense of flavors for the wine and on all the different tastes that we had. So now that's how I started getting from sweet wines into the semi-dries, getting into the whites, getting into the dries, and then even going beyond that now that we've started experimenting with doing some bourbon oak infusions with the dry reds. And that's what we've got today with the chairman of the board that's sitting here in front of us right now. That really expanded my palate. And it's just, like I say, it's the experience and really having a taste of some really good wine that will really change your mind about any preconceptions you had about how wine is or how it tastes or anything like that. And that's what I would just recommend to anybody.
Now, well, I think you bring up a good point there because this is something that I have found often to be very challenging is that it's just the approachability of wine. Because I know a lot of people out there, I personally, I love a good glass of wine. with dinner. I appreciate it so much. But when I talk to other people about it, they're almost afraid to try it because, you know, like if you go to a grocery store or something, there's just so much that's on the shelf. You don't know what to pick, what's going to go good with what. Even if you did, if you even go back to the old rule about red wine goes with red meat, right? Even if you remember that basic concept right there, still it's like you're sweating bullets because am I going to spend $20 on something that I am not going to like? So it sounds like Vino Mundo has found a way around that.
Well, yeah. First of all, the rules are there are no rules. I mean, when it comes to wine, there are no rules.
I love it.
You have some people that will say, well, you got to drink red wine with a meat and you got to drink white wine with a chicken. You got to drink white wine with a fish. You know what? You drink what tastes good to you. So 2 points to be made here. First of all, when you mentioned the fact that you go to the store and you buy a bottle off the shelf, that to me has always been a problem because when you go to a big box store and you pull a bottle off the shelf, you don't know what you're getting. And you're probably paying anywhere from $15 to $20 for a bottle of wine. And you can't just open it up and pour yourself a glass right there and taste it and go, yeah, I don't like this, and then put it back on the shelf.
Yeah.
You know, when you take
it home, committed.
You're right. You're stuck with it. We won't let that happen here. We want to make sure you're happy with the wine. And what's more is that because of the way we make the wines, we are so competitively priced. I will stake our wines against any big box store wine, for flavor and for cost and for the after effects. So a lot of these wines that you're going to see in these big box stores are going to have these additional sulfites added to them because they have to sit on the shelf. They got to be prepared to sit on a shelf for who knows how long. Our wine is not designed for that. Our wine is designed that when you drink this, when you taste it, you're going to be like, I got to drink this. I don't expect this to last long. So we don't add any artificial sulfites to our wine. It's about drinking the wine. It's not about making something that's going to be worth $1 million down the road. We want you to enjoy the wine. We want you to enjoy the flavor. Now, that's not to say there aren't sulfites in wine. There's always natural sulfites in wine. I have heard of some locations that, you know, make contentions that, you know, we don't have any sulfites in our wine. Well, I think what they mean is they don't have any artificial sulfites in their wine, which is fair to say, but you can't put a label on a bottle that says there's no sulfites.
Right.
In any event, what we can do and what we do say is we don't add any artificial sulfites, and it's intended to that, you know, our bottles last about 1 to 4 years. We've got 4 years of wine sitting at home, and I can still open up one today, and it tastes just as great as it was when we first bottled it. It's aged a little, so it's smoothed out a little, but, you know, it doesn't taste like vinegar by any stretch of the imagination. It's still a very good wine.
And you brought that up, and I'm glad that you did, because there's been a lot of times where I have gone out and bought a red, like a California red or something from Oregon, and had one or two glasses. That's it. I don't like being drunk and I do not want to be hungover the next day. But still, after one or two glasses the next day, sometimes my head is pounding so hard and I just completely don't get it. And I've always reasoned it was because of the sulfite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did read some sort of a report recently that refuted the notion that it was sulfites, that it was some sort of a different chemical compound.
Sponsored by the National Sulfite Association.
Possibly, right. But my personal experience has been it's the sulfites.
Yeah.
Like I say, I have never in all my years, and it's been probably 10 years now that I've been drinking Vino Mondo wine. And all my years of drinking Vino Mondo wine, I've never had a day after headache. I might feel a little sluggish, but that's my own fault for not drinking water and staying hydrated. But
yeah,
I don't feel any sort of ill effects after the day after.
Sweet. For our audience, we're going to take a quick break and thank our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to talk to Brett a lot more about the philosophy of Vino Mundo and what you can expect when you come here. We'll see you after the break. Are you enjoying this episode? Well, I can tell you there's a lot more to come. Jump over to totalmichigan.com, enter your email address, and get on our mailing list. You'll get a list of the top 5 episodes for the show. Along with that, you'll get all kinds of behind-the-scenes goodies, as well as upcoming guest notifications and so much more. Just go over to TotalMichigan.com, enter your email address today. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Total Michigan, where we interview ordinary Michiganders doing some pretty extraordinary things. I'm your host, Cliff Dubinois. Today, we're talking with Brett Scharnhorst of Vino Mundo over here in Port Huron. And before the break, we were talking about how you've got this career in IT, you're in project management, you're now discovering this world of wine at Vino Mundo, and all of a sudden Vino Mundo is like the owners are like, yeah, we want to retire. We want to get out. And the best way I can describe it is you had this Homer Simpson moment where you're just like, hey, let's buy this place, right? So talk to us. Why? Why would you think about, because you didn't grow up on a vineyard. You didn't grow up growing grapes. So my question is why would you think, let's buy this place?
Right. Well, you know, like you said, I grew up in total suburbia. I mean, classic suburbia. So what would make me think about something like that? Well, first of all, it's the product. I just have total faith in the product. When I came upon this and I tasted the wine, I said, I can do this. This is something we could do. I had a lot of talks with Jackie, my wife, and I can't say enough wonderful things about her because she has been so patient with me through this journey, and she's right there, right alongside me with it. And she's just a wonderful, wonderful person. But we've had many talks about this, and she's been supportive through all of it. We just kind of felt that this would probably be a decent way to go. You know, we could enjoy wine at the same time we're presenting it to everybody else. And the way it just kind of evolved, it just kind of seemed to fall into our laps. I just don't know how else to explain it. It's such a contrast to go from IT to the world of winemaking. People, you know, when I tell people that, they just kind of look at me and go, really? That's kind of a different avenue to take. But it's a lot more laid back, I guess, in a manner of speaking. It's just a means of just sitting back and just looking at the world and just saying, you know what, I'm just going to take it easy. The wine is good. Life's too short to drink cheap wine.
Amen to that.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the Vino Mundo experience when they walk through that door? What can people expect? What can they have?
Maybe to take a step back, I mean, how Vino Mundo got its start was, it was just a straight up wit wine kit sales winery. A gentleman by the name of Sal Vitale opened it up. It was just one little section of this building we're in right now. He didn't do any sort of winemaking whatsoever. That lasted a year, maybe two. I don't know for sure. And then the new owners, the people we purchased it from, took over the Healy's. And that's when they got started into this concept of doing batches. And through the course of the next 15 years or so, they expanded it. So that's when the tasting room got added on, which is what we're sitting in right now, the tasting room. We also added on the kitchen. I say we, they added on the kitchen, provided some, you know, light finger food fare. And then they would provide events and things like that, you know, birthday parties, bachelorette parties, things of that nature. In addition to providing the retail area where you could buy bottles of wine, there was a gift shop out there. And then, of course, the batches. When we came in and bought it in 2022, we decided we were going to shift the focus a little bit away from being a boutique. We wanted to get the wine up and first and foremost. We wanted to get it up front and get that exposed to everybody. So getting back to your question now, what is somebody going to expect when they come walking into Vino Mondo Winery? Well, first of all, you're going to come walking into our retail area. You're going to see a lot of wine all over the place. And as time evolves, we've got plans for the future that we're going to have, you know, wine on the walls. You know, right now we've got it on shelving units, but we're going to put it up on the walls. You're going to come in, you're going to be surrounded with wine. You're going to be greeted by somebody. And the first thing we're going to ask you is, do you want to try some wine? We got some wine for you to try. Standard question, right? I mean, you're here to try some wine, right? So at that point, you know, you have a choice. You can come into the tasting room if you want to do a flight, sit down, enjoy yourself, have a good time. Or if you're just kind of meandering around, you're not sure what you want. So at that point in time, we would ask you, well, what is it you like in a wine? What is it do you like in general? If you come to me and you ask me, what kind of wine should I get? I'm going to look at you and I'm going to say, what do you like to taste? What flavors you like? If you prefer sweet, if you prefer dry, then I can guide you in that direction. And then we can help you find the wine that it is that you enjoy. And then you can sample some wines. Like I said, we do offer a number of small tastings, you know, just to get a feel for whatever you like. At that point, then you can either purchase a bottle if you want, or you can come into the tasting room. We can sit down, you can get a flight. You can try five different wines in a flight if you want, or if you know what you like, get a full glass of wine if you want to do that. If you want to drink an entire bottle here, you can do that as well. We'll get you a bottle to open up and you can drink it here. Then if you really like the wine that much, here comes the batch concept. What you can do is, I'll take, for example, the Trimina Riesling we've got right here. That's one of the ones that's available in batch. If you say, I love that Trimina Riesling so much, I can't get enough of it, and I just 12 bottles, that's pricey. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go with a batch then, because that cuts down the cost per bottle of your wine. And so how that works then is you tell us, I want to get an order of the Terminer Riesling. We go ahead and note your order. We go ahead and order the materials to make that wine for you. It's not something we keep on hand. We don't have vats of wine sitting here ready to be bottled. We want you to have fresh wine, right?
Right.
So we will go out and order the materials necessary to make that wine for you. It takes about 8 to 10 weeks. We take it through the entire fermentation process. In the back here, we've got these white buckets. We've got carboys. We go ahead and make the wine here on the premises. And then it goes through its fermentation process. It takes about 8 to 10 weeks. And then when it gets through the fermentation and the filtering process, we call you up and tell you your wine's ready. Come on in and bottle it. And when you come in and bottle it, that is an experience in itself because it's really a joy. You really don't know how fun it is to do it until you've tried doing it yourself. We've got a bottler, an automated bottling machine that sits right there. You put the bottle in, it fills it up, it stops automatically. You take the bottle out of there, you turn around, there's a pneumatic corker. You put it in the corking machine, drop the cork in, shut the door, it automatically pushes the cork in for you. Done. You take the bottle out of there, you move over to another table, you put a foil on top of it. We've got a hot air gun. You shoot the hot air gun at this foil. It automatically shrink wraps to it, shrinks it down, done. And then comes the label. Now, most of our wines, not all of them, but most of them come with standard labels that you can put on there. Or you can get your own label if you want. The labels that we've got available just run the gamut. We have had people come up with some incredibly inventive label. It's not that much. It's, you know, it can vary anywhere from a dollar to a few dollars per label. It's such fun. It's just so much fun. And we can do the labels here on the premises as well. Everything can be done right here on the premises, which is probably one of the most important things to, you know, get across is like, we don't bring anything in. This is all Michigan made stuff. We do it right here. We bring the supplies in from elsewhere, right, but we're making the wine here on the premises.
I can imagine that the appeal for some people doing this is if you're going to have a bridal shower or some kind of like a wedding rehearsal dinner or something, and you wanted to create a gift that was completely unique with like your label on it or, you know, or like a retirement dinner or, when I was going through the labels and reading all of them that you had back there, it was amazing just how many different occasions customized bottle of wine can just like elevate it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Now the bottles you see in front of us here, these are 750 milliliter bottles, but we also offer 375 milliliter bottles.
Oh, the half bottles.
The half bottles, yeah. Right. Which are half the size. We call them split bottles, but they're half this size and they're perfect for weddings. Like you said, in fact, is Jackie and I, we just did that for one of our kids this past August for his, his wedding. You can do, and so instead of having 28 bottles in a full batch, you can get 56 split bottles and, you know, you fill those up. And then you can put a label on them, congratulations on your wedding and what have you. And then you can put them on the tables at weddings. And we have a lot of people doing that. We've had companies come in and they will purchase carboys of wine and they will give the wine bottles of wine to customers, to their employees. We've had people come in and they will just purchase bottles of wine for their business.
Right.
So it's very diverse. There's a lot of different applications that you can use for this. And again, it's great wine.
And you were talking before about, because it was just such a cute little story. You were talking before about the bottling, the actual bottling of the wine. And you were sharing a story about how you had 8 people.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, tell us about that story.
So we've had some repeat customers who come in. I mean, they've been repeat customers longer than Jackie and I have even been involved. So we're talking about over 10 years, they've been the repeat customers of Vino Mondo, and they still come around today. We've gotten to know these people very well, but we do have instances, you know, where it's become a huge social event. When they come in to bottle wine, we can set up a Bluetooth speaker back there. They can play some music. In this instance that you were describing, you know, there were 8 ladies that came in, they were bottling the wine. They're sampling the wine and they're singing along and they're playing the same song over and over and over. It was great fun. They had a blast. And that's exactly what it's about. It's about having fun. And they were enjoying the wine. And then they came in here and sat down and had something to eat afterwards. But that's what it's all about. You know, the bottling experience is all about having fun. And I putting it into words just doesn't do justice to it. It's just a great thing to do. And it's a lot of fun doing it by yourself. It's probably not quite as fun, but you bring people in with you and it's a huge blast. It's just a blast.
I don't think that's ever been uttered on this show before, the words wine and fun in the same sentence.
Well, I don't know. It's, some people might argue that.
And I'm not saying it's not. It's just an observation on my part. So take it for what it's worth. Brett, if somebody's listening to this and they want to come and check out Vino Mundo on your website, stop by, try a sample of this headache-free wine that you have here, what would be the best way for them to do that?
Our address is 4505 Lakeshore Road, and we're located in Fort Gratiot, Michigan.
Awesome. And your website?
VinoMondoWinery.com. Perfect. And we also have a Facebook page, we've got an Instagram page, and we've got a X, formerly known as Twitter, page. So really the best way to keep up on all the doings that we've got going on is our Facebook page.
Sweet. Brett, thank you so much for taking time to chat with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Cliff. Again, it's great to have you here.
Awesome. For our audience, you can always roll on over to TotalMichigan.com and click on Brett's interview and get the links that he mentioned above. We'll see you next time when we talk to another Michigander doing some pretty extraordinary things. We'll see you then.